If we agree that we want to live better, we want to live in a wonderful society where there are no enemies, where there is no need to be afraid of anyone, where we are confident in tomorrow, where there is no inflation, where there is no corruption and all sorts of negativity which is here. There is just no negativity because we have eliminated it. We want to live in such a society. But for this, we merely need to inform all our acquaintances. It is necessary to ensure that no one in our environment, so to say, remains unaware that we can build a creative society and we must build it. If we do that, the creative society will come, and it will come very soon. This depends on us. And on this very idea, we should unite. This will give us a tremendous benefit. Isn't that right? So what are we uniting on?
On the idea of the creative.
On, first and foremost, on the material benefit, the benefit for us and our descendants. Say, whatever we leave to our children, whatever legacy or something else, we do not guarantee tomorrow for them. Why? Problems with healthcare, problems with peace in this world, problems with inflation and many other things. Thus, we leave our children, grandchildren and descendants in an extremely difficult situation, in the consumerist format. And this doesn't guarantee tomorrow for them at all, no matter how we try. Whereas if we leave the creative society to our descendants, this is a guarantee of tomorrow and the day after tomorrow for them. Isn't that wonderful? It seems to me it's wonderful. And for the sake of this, one should work a little bit, part with one's laziness and start talking to people. And here another point arises. People are afraid of speaking on this topic.
Of talking.
Again, the topic of what will they think about me.
Now look, what will they think about me? I've started talking about the creative society. Yet what is bad about the creative society? Why we are not afraid to deceive each other or lie in order to get something, some benefit? After all, nothing will give more benefit to a human, any human, than building a creative society. Isn't it so? It is. And we are afraid to talk about this. Isn't it a paradox? And now look, my friends. For example, if we take the LGBT movement, we have nothing against it. Everyone has the right to live their lives the way they want. In this case, we take it as a positive example that, for instance, 20 or 30 years ago, no one would even think that LGBT would be legally approved in many countries. And God forbid you say anything bad against them. It's a very small group of people in society who have gained their rights, haven't they? And since they are already a minority, they must not be offended. Excuse me, my friends. It's a minority who have gained their rights on such a sensitive issue. They were not afraid to talk about it. Representatives of LGBT community are not afraid to talk about their problems and gain their rights. While you, my friends, are afraid to talk about the rights in terms of building the creative society. Isn't this funny? Not really. Actually, it is sad. Why is it sad? Because we are not used to defending our rights. And people have shown us an example, a living example of how even a minority can impose their rights on us all against our will. While you are afraid to talk about it with friends and acquaintances in order to make your children happy, in order for you yourself to live in happiness and joy, while in the creative society the highest value is human life, including your life and the lives of your relatives and friends and all the people. That's the difference, my friends. And I think we should unite and start talking about it openly. After all, what we are talking about what improves our lives, what will fill our refrigerators, what will fill our pockets, and what will not overload us, like a pack horse, you see? And the work will become a joy. And this is possible. Many people will say, how is that? It's easy, my friends. Easy. Everything is very simple.
So, basically, when people are afraid that a new political order or something else will change, everyone is afraid of losing something.
This is not a political order.
Can anything be lost?
We say it once again, that the creative society cannot be A political order or something else, no. It's a complete absence of any political orders. Politics is control over people. It is manipulation. And as Jackie said, I mean artificial consciousness, politicians are professional liars. He made a good conclusion back then. Guys, no offense, but it is really so. That's why there should be no power over a person in the creative society at all. No one has the right to have any kind of power over other people. And this should be enshrined in law. And not just enshrined in law, we should support it. Why? I'll explain to you in a simple way, my friends. No matter what kind of a person we take, the best, the most enlightened, the kindest, the most spiritual, and put him above us by giving him power, he will become just the same as everyone else. And very quickly, very quickly. Even if the most spiritually enlightened person stands the test of power, then his successor will certainly become the same as all the rest. In any case, people who surround this spiritual and enlightened leader will become the same as those who rule this world now. It's the law of nature. The most important and the main thing when building the creative society is to be honest, to know all the most negative qualities of a human being, to openly recognize it all, and to take it all into account when building it, to create the society in such a way that it would be impossible for anyone to manifest low and worse qualities, especially in those positions where there is responsibility before society, then everything will be fine. That is, if a person is appointed to a certain position to coordinate some activities, economics or something else, he should have no power. People should have power. But this person must bear responsibility, and we should create such conditions for his work where he cannot become the same scoundrel as the ones who are many nowadays, right? We have to recognize that this entire negativity of ours is a problem, first of all, in us and in society. It's impossible to get rid of corruption. There are no countries in this world where there is no corruption. There are none. There are hidden, smarter forms of corruption. There is outright corruption. It doesn't matter, but corruption is everywhere. Everywhere politicians are fighting to come to power. For what? Why do they literally eat each other and force their way to the pinnacle of this power in order to help us? Are they such altruists? Do they love us so much so that day and night they can stay awake and take care of their citizens? Guys, let's not be naive. Everyone understands perfectly well that all seek a better life. So, a better life should be available for everyone. However, by no means just for some individuals. Power should remain with people, and that's the entire meaning of the creative society. It should not be delegated to anyone. Otherwise, we will spoil this person. Right? Right. Well, this is the next stage. Well, at the first stage, even the first stage is informing. At the next stage, we will have to delegate power to someone. Even when building this creative society, after all, everything should be legal, everything should be absolutely honest, open, transparent, and most importantly, absolutely legal. The consciousness of some people will say again, it'll take a long time. Guys, if we want this, it will happen very fast. Very, very fast. It depends on us, on each of us. And the first stage is very important. To talk to friends, acquaintances, and the like, right?
Yes. Informing is underestimated.
We just take the phone, a simple example. We take the phone and look. Which of my friends doesn't know about the creative society? Who does not support it and why? And the only reason why he may not be supporting it is because you didn't explain and didn't tell him. And it turns out that you want a creative society, you want to live in a good, chic and beautiful world, but you deprive yourselves of this opportunity because you haven't informed someone, and you deprive that person of the opportunity to live in such a world, as well as others who are on your list. We're human beings, and we are worthy to live according to the high title of a human. Aren't we?